Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch with Tom Ackerman. The Madison County Board could decide tonight whether voters can weigh in on whether downstate counties should create their own state separate from Cook County in Chicago. One of the people behind that effort, David Stoffer. He's with us now on KMOX. David, thank you for joining us.
Hey, good morning.
So as you know, a lot of people are watching what you're doing and they're saying, is this for real?
Absolutely, it's for real. Absolutely. There's been several instances in the United States history that states have either split or attempted to split. Most notable is West Virginia and West Virginia in the 1800s, just prior to the Civil War.
So why are you doing this, and what do you hope to get out of it?
Well, the what's being placed in front of the board isn't actually a secession attempt. This is just a question to the voters. And what we're trying to get on the ballot is the following questions. Shall the board of Madison County correspond with the boards of other counties outside of Cook County about the possibility of separating from Cook County to form a new state and to seek admission to the union as such, subject to the approval of the people? The key word there is the approval of the people. This is an informational poll that we're trying to get out to voters in Madison County to seek their opinion. Now, two townships in Madison County have already voted on this in 2020, Leaf and New Douglas Township. And in those two townships, those referendums passed 68 and 74% respectively.
David, what are the issues here? You know, why separate from Cook County?
Well, by and large, it's more representation. We don't feel that Cook County necessarily represents the values of downstate Illinois. And you could pick a line anywhere in the state and show the differences in either political or budgetary. You know, you look at the average American, we live paycheck to paycheck. We have to budget our money. We can't spend more than we make. Otherwise, somebody's going to come knocking on our door. You can take one small sliver of Illinois' economy, and you can look at pension. There are $140 billion in debt on pension. You know, the pension deficit is almost insurmountable when you have the Chicago Teachers Union asking for another $5 or $6 billion this year. There are so many examples that I couldn't even begin to pinpoint them for you.
David, that said, this chance of this actually happening seems pretty slim. I mean, it was it fair to say that you're wasting time of officials and creating more division here, or what is the purpose there? How would you define that?
Well, if you want to take it from that perspective, that's one slant one side of the political spectrum. You also have to understand that we're trying to get the opinion of the voters so that the board, the Madison County Board, knows how to react if this was to come to pass. Now, and as I've tried to explain to the board several times, that this, again, this isn't a vote for secession. This is a vote for opinion. How do we want, as Madison County residents, how do we want our board to best represent us? Me, I'm a private citizen. I'm a taxpayer. I'm a voter. My opinion is one of 250,000 votes in Madison County. We're asking everyone to weigh in on that. Now, if the board of Madison County sees an opportunity that this is good for the people, their constituents, then it needs to be acted on. If we feel that it is not in our best interest, we need to be represented in that fight just as well as if it is for a secession.
David, one thing I want to ask you about, you know, I've looked at, being an Illinois resident, I have looked at this issue in the past covering government. And I know there have been some studies done, in particular by the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute, looking at tax dollars and how much tax dollars are generated by Cook County and downstate versus how much is actually doled out to those areas. And downstate actually gets more than they put in versus Chicago, that gets less than they put in tax revenue. You know, would that be one argument for staying together? Because in some ways, when you look at the revenue stream, it could benefit downstate Illinois.
Well, Megan, there is several problems with the Paul Simon Institute study. That study has been picked apart by several different groups. The Paul Simon Institute study that you're referring to actually states that there's not enough information to extrapolate whether it would be good or not. This is also the same thing as a college professor forming an opinion and then arguing an opinion. So it's a one-sided argument from a politically slanted side. It doesn't account for the prisons. It attributes any prison or any facility or any school as a state debt, and it attributes it to the county or the area that it is in, even though it is a state entity. Prisons, schools, colleges, those are the main attributes where that number, the tax dollar argument going upstate or downstate, there's just not enough land in Cook County for SIU and both campuses in Western Illinois. And those are attributed to downstate areas, even though they are state funded colleges. If you look at the prison population of Illinois, see how many residents are of Cook County. They're not attributing those to that area. They're attributing to where they are housed. So there's a big disparity in some of those numbers in that Paul Simon Institute study.
What is next for you? So, well, obviously, you started in the beginning telling us what's next, and I do understand your perspective on that. What about moving forward with Chicago? I mean, do you have lines of communication? I would imagine you're making yourself available to answer any questions that people have, and people have a lot of questions. What about Chicago?
We have not heard from Chicago just yet. Now, there is a representative out of Chicago, LaShawn Ford. I believe he's in the first congressional district in Chicago, who's actually been supportive of several different organizations who are attempting to do the same thing in different parts of the state. So there is support and many people attribute this to a Republican versus Democrat. I'm more of a libertarian. I don't pick a side. I just want the government out of my pocketbook, just like most normal Americans. The 50% of us in the middle that aren't hard right or hard left, we just want the government out of our pocketbook.
Well, David, thank you so much. We'll check back in with you and see how this goes tonight and in the future. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.